Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. Yes, I do. We're back again. Back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful. Thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak again, my brothers and sisters, to you these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. For we must all understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High demands of all his people justice. And therefore, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important, yes, some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, as I've said to you before, the Most High, surely, of all his people, demands justice. He demands total allegiance in his name unto all, I didn't say pieces apart, all that he has commanded, for his very name declares and will forever declare that he is all and everything that he is. From the very beginning, what the Most High promised, my brothers and sisters, when we read the scripture, says, in the beginning was the Word. It relates to the Most High declared an irrevocable, eternal, unchanging promise. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says in the beginning, from the beginning to eternity, what it means in the original language. From the beginning until eternity, the Most High has made a promise. It is in constant harmony with himself, which is to say, my brothers and sisters, that promise, he is in constant harmony with his promise. My brothers and sisters, that word, that invocation, that reciprocity. That expectation, my brothers and sisters, that law is eternal. All things made by him, my brothers and sisters, means that all things were made and established upon that foundation. All things then were created from the very beginning unto an eventuality the Most High already had in his mind that does not change. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. To know again, my brothers and sisters, what is the invariant will of the Most High, the invariant light? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is life. The invariant light of truth the Most High declared from the beginning. We must understand the principle. An invariant light, my brothers and sisters, has no contradictions, no wavering in it. Life, by definition, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High calls life is not something terminal, something that is continual, no contradiction in it. Scripture says the Messiah came that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly. Hear me, brothers and sisters, life. Look at the words, L-I-F-E, L-I-V-E. Even the word for love, my brothers and sisters. All of these relate what is without contradiction, without variance. If we have loved the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, it means we must seek him, my brothers and sisters, for all that is his will, all that is eternal, all that is without contradiction. My brothers and sisters, according to all that which is consistent forever. Therefore, we have to understand that the scriptures don't speak, as some would say, or would compel you to believe. The initial context of the scripture does not speak about, quote-unquote, new covenant as much as a restoration. When you read the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30 through 31st chapters, talks about people scattered among the nations. Even as Israel was scattered among the nations at the time Messiah came 2,000 years ago. A people scattered among the nations, my brothers and sisters. Shall we be the people of the Most High, still trusting after the variant ideals of men? I repeat, let us ask this question. Shall we be one in the Most High after the variant standards of all the nations after which men have been scattered? Brothers and sisters, it doesn't even make any sense to believe it. If the nations don't have a covenant of perfect agreement in the Most High, then surely our deliverance rests in discerning the truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond all partialities that have divided us. I said beyond all the partialities that have divided us. We live in a world today where many nations claim to be devout unto the Most High. But a multitude of partialities, my brothers and sisters, does not bring forth a covenant. It does not bring forth agreement. It does not bring forth peace. Nations and peoples have been lied to. I said nations and peoples the world over have been lied to by the rulers. They come, you know, I have to ask the question. I mean, I had to ask that question yesterday. I spoke a little bit about it last night. I've asked the question. I mean, hey, find me the scripture in the Bible that says that men, just simply when they die, when they perish, when they die, show me where it says that they meet to go someplace sky. My brothers and sisters, quite frankly, you won't see it. There's only one scripture that seems to relate otherwise, but only to those who don't discern the truth. Besides that, to the one of the thieves that stood at his side, or were crucified at his side in the day of his passion. And because this one showed an evidence of belief, said to him, I say to you today, did not mean that that exact moment or that day that he, this thief seeking forgiveness, would be with him immediately that day in paradise. It just simply meant that I will tell you today that when that paradise is fully manifest again in the earth. Messiah said that this one would be with him. The empty cousin still bears to be examined. Because at a time when it seemed that this one was at his lowest, per se, ebb, someone was pleading to him while at his seemingly lowest ebb for forgiveness. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Again, that scripture is not saying that this one that day would go immediately, per se, to some sky heaven. And he said, with me in paradise. You spoke last evening about how the scriptures in Isaiah, 51st chapter, speak about how in that day, when Messiah returns to establish the kingdom of Yah upon this earth. What does the scripture say? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said in that day, my brothers and sisters, according to all the prophecies, that the Most High will make, hearing my brothers and sisters, at 51:3 of Isaiah, so the Most High will comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places and make her wilderness like Eden. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the word, the concept of Eden, he said in her desert, made like the garden of the Most High. Well, think about it. Eden is called a garden paradise. So he said that, told that one who saw repentance at that moment, full repentance. He said to him, "Then you'll be with me in paradise." My brothers and sisters, it is within the power of God to offer what he will to whom he will. But my brothers and sisters, it is absolutely insanity for anyone to believe that those who are called by the Most High have no obligation to seek the pure, perfect truth. For only after a pure, perfect truth, I said only after a pure and perfect truth is it possible, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth peace. You know, there's a lot in the scriptures, and getting back to that statement, there's a lot in the scriptures that is there. But have men been so sure they know all the conditions to which this one accused? If he was he truly guilty? What extent was he? Questions need to be asked. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures in the book of Job tell us that in the last day it comes to pass that all those who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. Did he say call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, according everyone according to his own imaginings? Absolutely not. The kingdom of Yah would not be established upon the variant contradictions and precepts of man. The scripture already warns against idolatry in any form. Warn against the presumptuousness of man, meaning you have to ask the Most High to grant you the power after his spirit, even the power of brothers and sisters, the one after the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, the power of prophecy. Yes, brothers and sisters, I mean the power to perceive what this present age does not reveal. The examples of men does not reveal, even the capacity to see beyond the illusions at present misorder has exalted. The question I ask my brothers and sisters, how many seem to even want such a thing to occur? There are those, my brothers and sisters, who deny the scriptures that said the Messiah would declare an absolute. He will silence, my brothers and sisters, all the misgivings, all the misorientations, all the misadministrations of those who would hide the truth, who would teach illusion. This must be done, that men's minds be made free unto the will of one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand scriptures tell us in the second chapter that one who is called, now speaking about this in reference to some things said last evening, the king and prophet, David, scripture says his sepulchre was with them even to that day, and it said King David did not ascend on high. The sepulchre was still with them to that day. Messiah said, this Messiah himself said to Nicodemus, John 3rd chapter, no one ascended to the kingdom, he ascended unto the Father, but he who came forth from the Father. Wow. I ask a question again, my brothers and sisters. Why do people believe that they have men have perished and are already, according to the variant ideals of their variant king, already before the throne of the Most High? I go on further, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about one of the wisest of all the prophets, the prophet Daniel. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures in the last chapter of the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. Daniel is told to rest in the earth until the latter day time appointed. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed otherwise? Scriptures speak about the last day, latter day resurrection. What do people believe? Okay, that the spirit of man goes up to heaven and spends so much time in sky heaven. It's not what's in the scriptures. And then suddenly the spirits have to come back on the last day to be judged. It's judgment day. Wow. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. And then resurrected? Why would you have to come into a body? For what? I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has every intention to build a kingdom upon this earth. That's why you say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Joel 2:32, come to pass in the last days, all they who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. And it says, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the women whom the Most High has called. Revelation 20th chapter talks about the saints of the Most High who are blessed in the first resurrection, that they shall dwell, my brothers and sisters, at the holy city, even Jerusalem, shall reign with Messiah for 1,000 years. My brothers and sisters, why then are men looking for something else? A massive illusion has occurred. Men have believed that after the variant rulerships of all their variant kings and pastors, that they've been found in all these contradictions because they call upon the name of the Most High. After a multitude of partial and polluted standards, contradictive standards of a benevolent covenant, men have somehow believed that was worthy unto their salvation. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, teaches a pure, perfect word. Are men delivered unto a pure, perfect word, invariant, no shadow of changing? After all the variant misruling standards of this world, and think about it, my brothers and sisters, all these variant political, national, pseudo-religious ideals, cultural and social differences would not exist if man were true, because the pure, perfect word the Most High declared from the beginning. Abraham's children were not told that they would find this blessing of the kingdom of Yah after a multitude of imperfect standards. In fact, Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and that would be a blessing unto all nations. My brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is this. Since the scripture says, for instance, that there's one judgment seat in Romans 14, and all must be fully persuaded in their mind to prepare for that one judge. One who the scripture said will be judge of the dead and the living. That means, my brothers and sisters, all that had lived and perished up to that time, and my brothers and sisters beyond, when he sits upon the judgment seat. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. One judgment seat, one who is judge of both the dead and the living. Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Scripture goes on to say that whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scriptures might have hope. Even according, if you keep on reading through Romans 15, it talks about all nations brought to one obedience, the word and deed. There is no variance in this, my brothers and sisters. The Most High wants justice according to all that he has decreed. From the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, it was understood that one would judge all the administrations and governments of men. And if we'd only been wise across the course of ages, those, my brothers and sisters, who aspired to have rulership over the people would have known that nobody has a right to enslave or encapsulate the progression of a mind. That concept was understood in the East. Much to understand about this. You might want to check out my website, www.hiddengospel.com/, an article there called Prophetic Proof. It relates, my brothers and sisters, how the whole world has fallen away from what the Most High has declared under a constancy after faith. And men, my brothers and sisters, have not been faithful unto the will of one, so therefore, my brothers and sisters, they have fallen from faith unto the one salvation. Understand, faith is a relates of faithfulness, and faithfulness in the Most High relates of faithfulness unto the will of one. All are not faithful unto the will of one, my brothers and sisters, when you see all these multitude of differences. Man is fallen from faith unto a multitude of contradictions, double-mindednesses, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, damnable institutionalities, and for the thoughts of men. Because man was created to emanate the thoughts of his creator. That's what's meant when the Most High gave man his Holy Spirit. That means his pure, perfect, holy testimony. My brothers and sisters, not that men should serve after the ideals of another, but the will of Yah himself alone. For that, from the very beginning, was man created. That never changed. Or dare men believe that men were created to antagonize the will of Yah? To antagonize the will of Yah, the covenant? To confuse and divide, deceive one another? Dare men even believe, my brothers and sisters, they have a right not to seek the full will of Yah? Messiah said, all power from on high has been given unto me, so go forth and teach all nations. Convert all nations. That means all nations are obligated. If anyone is to awaken to the fullness of a covenant after the gift of the Holy Spirit, all are completely obligated to seek the whole truth. I know what the Most High told me. Either seek all his will or you can stop right now. He's not going to accept anything less. You must seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. You must love all that is his will with all your mind, heart, soul, and might unto all that is his will. With all your mind, heart, soul, might, and strength. This you must do. That you prove that you have a love for all who will be called by the name of the Most High. As much, my brothers and sisters, as you seek that perfect truth and that fruition for yourself. Messiah said in Mark 12:29-31, there's no greater command than these. Meaning that if this is the utmost command unto the solidarity and the firmity of the kingdom of Yah, everyone who would be part of that kingdom is obligated to seek the whole truth for the good of all and for the sanctity and the preservation of that kingdom. He said, if you love me, guard, maintain, defend this conscience. That means against all who are subdivided after their own perverse devices. Guard it against all who would twist the word and taint it. Why? Malachi. He said, you perverted my words with your words. You wearied, defiled, disrespected my words. He told this to the priests with your words. Well, that means not only the priests, but whoever followed them. And then you dared to say the Most High If this is good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such, as if that pleases him. Brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Messiah will come to cast out of the temple all the lying pastors who have been partial in the law. He will compel men to be treacherous against the covenant. Who have compelled men, my brothers and sisters, to desire to bring forth the Most High an offering that is far from worthy. Who have compelled his people to worship after the manner of foreign gods. He said, convert all the nations. That means the standards of all the nations, my brothers and sisters, none of them are viable. And all must come to the will of one. And when all, my brothers and sisters, are true to the will of one, that would be the end of this deceitful age that has been unto the damnation of so many souls. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the mom telling you, what the Most High told me, to know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss the point. And many are they who prefer not to know the greater truth, that they somehow feel justified up to their own conscience. Spoke to someone just yesterday. And in effect, what he basically told me is that ignorance is his God. He doesn't want to know any more than what he already knows. He wants to be satisfied inside his own conscience, regardless of how many people he murders by passing on to so many who consider him wise because he seeks to be exalted himself. No matter how many people are murdered by the words of his tongue. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are warned to watch out for false prophets. And I've said this before. Messiah spoke about a great tribulation and many millions upon millions, and some say 60 to 90 million, were murdered in those first 400 years in the dispensation. He said after that time would come, we're talking about from the time of Jerusalem's fall, look in Matthew, around 24:14, 24:26. So from that time, there'll be a rise of false prophets. That means men preaching partial testimonies. What do you think your denominations and your varying nations teaching doctrines after their varying constraints is? Rise of false prophets. Told them to watch out for false prophets. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do fully what is the will of the Father. Meaning they intend to preserve their sins, their variant ignorances. You ask for the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. It is the obligation, therefore, whoever asks for that Spirit, that he must seek all that is the will of Yah. Nothing less. Anyone who would not do it has no viability, no credibility for the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is not found faithful. If they prefer unrighteousness and have no great love of the truth, after the intrusions of the variant partial standards of men, Scripture says those who believe the lie and prefer the pretense shall be damned. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not to be robbed. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter and understand the conditions after which the Most High shall only deliver and regather his people. He said at a time, my brothers and sisters, when Scripture speaks about the regathering of his people as is related in 2 Thessalonians 2nd, also what is related also, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 11. We must understand Messiah will not judge after the various standards the world has seen. He will judge after what the Spirit of the Most High reveals. And when he slays or exposes all those who would prefer unrighteousness, less than the fullness of what is lawful before Yah, removing every obstacle, then shall all the nations seek him. Oh, I said know what it is to seek him. I didn't say those who misadminister. Who misadminister the words of the Most High to establish their own allegiances, their own partialities. What do you think a multitude of different nations and denominations is? Definitely not whole. When he exposes those institutions that then have been treacherous against his Spirit, do you think the Most High sends a messenger or a teacher that men need not listen to? Scriptures in Acts 3:18-23 says, when Messiah comes to reveal all those things, the Most High has spoken by his holy prophets since the world began, whoever would not hearken to him or had the fullness of his testimony shall be utterly cut off from among the people. Many of they who follow after such an errant path, my brothers and sisters, and seek to find sanctuary in houses not established upon this recognition. Scripture says the fall of that house should be great. Look at Isaiah 28 when it talks about that in Matthew 7. It says Messiah is going to declare to man that the word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. He hadn't forgotten anything. It will fully, it's a word that fully rebukes what men have called their refuge under lies, under deceit. For the Most High requires a man according to all that he has declared. Man, my brothers and sisters, has sought to deceive himself. Did you hear me? Man has sought to seek peace in deceiving himself, refusing to recognize his ignorance or lack of knowledge after a multitude of varying ideals. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, not following the first command, to love the Most High, to seek him. It means the same thing, with all mind, heart, soul, and might. But to seek, my brothers and sisters, not to know that for which man is obligated. The men feel themselves satisfied and at peace where they are. Something is desperately wrong. Let me see if I can explain something, my brothers and sisters, really quickly. Look at the equanimity that is in even the first command that's written in Exodus 20 and 1. And Yah spake all these words, saying, I am the Most High. He did not lower his station. Elohim, that means all the precepts, my brothers and sisters, the Most High that you seek. The fullness of this conscience is from him. I pray that many come to understand that. He is the one who declares what it should be the consummate conscience of his people. He said he brought you out of the land of Egypt. How about out of the house of darkness, out of house of bondage, where you are left without the knowledge of Yah? He said you should have no other God before me. The only way that's possible, my brothers and sisters, is that we all seek all that is his will. No other gods, no lesser standard. You shall not exalt the ideals of any nation, any denomination, any principality and power, any social, cultural, national, economic, whatever standard. You should not exalt any of these to stand against your seeking to for all that is his will. And my brothers and sisters, any rebellion against that fullness is automatically, my brothers and sisters, counted sin even unto damnation. Purity and completion offers one choice, to subdivide it in any way. My brothers and sisters, is a false oath. And quite frankly, Exodus 20 and 7, there's something they should have told you. And the translators could have done so much of a better job, quite frankly. I said the translators could have done so much of a better job. But had they translated things in such a manner that it would have been utmost clear, my brothers and sisters, most could not believe the lies that they've been taught in this society and this multitude of differences for so long. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said in Exodus 20 and 7, most people read in the King James Version saying, thou shalt not take the name of the Most High in vain. Well, to take the name or to, listen to what I'm saying. When a wife marries her husband, she oftentimes takes his name. That means she avows herself in allegiance to what that name, that title, the honor of what it stands for. That means you shall not make a vow, an oath, a covenant in the name of the Most High. Who is the member? He does not change. It said in vain. Wow. Did they tell you what the word in vain there really means? You should not swear by his name in an effort. The word is shava in Hebrew. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what it means. Maybe I can perhaps put this up for investigation for those who would like to really know. I found that there are those who don't want to know the truth, lest they be held accountable. We've got news for you, you're still held accountable, whether you want to know the truth or not. But the Most High did not change what he obligates man unto his salvation. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? What he obligates man to unto unto his salvation, or the gift of his salvation, demands that all should understand these things in this manner. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, would be injustice. Let me see if I can put that up quickly. Let's see. I wasn't getting at it. But to make sure I can try to get as much of this in there as I could. Here we go. Let's look at this word. Let's examine it. Because just as easily they translated these things the way they did, they could have made it a little clearer. Word shav. My brothers and sisters, it means to seek. Okay, would you swear allegiance to something, to desolate or destroy it? Doesn't exactly make sense. Would you join with something, my brothers and sisters, be treacherous against it unto its ruin? Would you join with something, my brothers and sisters, to beguile or deceive it? Would you join unto something, my brothers and sisters, only to dictate to it according to your vanities, when it is already an established, irrevocable standard? Would you swear by the name of the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, or make an oath in the name of the Most High, only to lean to your own understanding and preserve your own ideals? Would you swear by the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to render useless the effectiveness and the power of his name? In other words, use his name to ratify everything but what is true to him. Would you seek to, my brothers and sisters, renounce the authority of the holy name? Would you call upon his name or ask for his spirit only to maintain the ideal of another allegiance, another idea, to deceive, to be deceptive? Call upon his name and then declare another standard that men, my brothers and sisters, should lie. That word, my brothers and sisters, means you don't declare his name or make an oath in his name or a covenant in his name to lie or declare any falsehood or any lesser standard. And certainly not, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what I'm saying here. To call upon the name of the Most High, you must represent him rightly. Definitely not use his name, my brothers and sisters, to weaken the strength of his authority or the idea of what is his authority in the earth. We have 45,000 denominations then, my brothers and sisters, in the earth across 280 nations. Multitude of rulers all declaring a multitude of partial standards, and every single one of them today for having not sought the fullness of truth, not being willing to speak the fullness of truth, not seeking beyond, my brothers and sisters, their weak-minded, deceptive authority. Every single one of them today, my brothers and sisters, is guilty. See that? Think about it. Next command. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Next command. Scripture talks about the idea of keeping the Shabbat. You ever stop to consider the Shabbat? The Most High demands that we keep all that is his complete will, because that's what the word very word Shabbat means. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's this day declared the completion of the week, that we seek his complete will. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a society today that has not even understood the equanimity of the holy name. Has not understood the equanimity, my brothers and sisters, declared the very first commandment of all. Messiah said in Matthew 28:18, all authority, that means all the precepts of the kingdom of Yah from on high has been given unto me. Now, if you want to enter that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, likened to that which the Most High declared on high that should be established upon this earth, then, my brothers and sisters, we all have to adhere to that principle. Like I said, they tell you that folks die and they're somewhere up in the sky. No, my brothers and sisters. People need to ask, where are they then? Scripture talks about men await a time of judgment, meaning that the rulerships of your leaders have been inviolable because there's still only one judge. They tell you that talk about going up in the sky because you just, so that you won't realize the need to overcome all the varying ideals of the nations. And that's exactly what the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6.
What the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 45, what the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 41, the scripture tells us in Malachi, it says you must overcome all the unrighteousness of all your leaders. Very much so, like what Messiah said in Micah 7, how about 5:14 through 25? In effect, he said, your rights must exceed all the contradictions of your leaders who in any way deny the law and the prophets, or you shall not in any case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that entrance unto the kingdom of Yah demands that everyone fully respect the authority of his name and the rule of his kingdom. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is inequity and is inviolable. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us in Zephaniah 3:13 that the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, and the people, my brothers and sisters, who have no deceit in their mouths, that means their allegiance to the Most High is in all things true, according to all that is his name. In fact, his name means he is all in everything that he is. Yes, I said his name means he is all in everything that he is, and he won't take away from it at all. It means, my brothers and sisters, all that would be part of that kingdom recognize a mutual obligation to seek the whole truth for the good of all. That is a solidarity, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures call an eternal kingdom. If anyone told you anything else, my brothers and sisters, they lied to you and did not teach to you the gospel. The scripture says, if any man preaching any of the gospel, seeking to persuade men, listen to what I'm saying, seeking to persuade men and their variant misideals, not the gospel, not the sure, good, whole word. Think about it. The word for gospel means good tidings, but it means the whole word that is pure and complete under one choice. And it's a word, my brothers and sisters, that must govern at last all the nations, beyond all the partialities and the pollutions that have came as a result of a fall. My brothers and sisters, grossly deceived is whoever believes that hate was spawned and not being desirous of all the divisions of this world. Hate was spawned in denial against the will of one. And now people turn around and tell you you're a hater if you don't like all the diversitudes that have come as a result of a fall. My brothers and sisters, Most High did not call his people by his gospel to preserve the result of a damnable fall away from the will of one. He said, convert all the nations. He did not say, preserve all the misconceits of all the nations. Scripture says Messiah will prove them all foolish, and when he declared that pure, perfect light again, according to Isaiah 60, whatever nation will not hearken to that light shall utterly perish. He will declare a standard to all the nations. Look at Isaiah 49:22-23. He said, when anyone seeks to hold a standard, not seeking to put upon himself the whole armor of truth, whoever will deny that standard, he will lift up a deny his standard, he will lift up a standard against them. He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Did he have a different idea of that to the variant nations? No, absolutely not. The book of Jacob tells us, we're scattered among the nations. We all have an obligation by faith to bring forth in faith and faithful perseverance, to bring forth a perfect work unto the Most High. If any man be double-minded, how about desire any preference for anything less? That means you're not seeking the whole will of Yah. You're seeking something partial. And the Most High says, whoever does this is not worthy to receive anything from Yah. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Preserve the full integrity of all that the conscience that he seeks to restore on the earth against all who would defile it. And he said, I petition the Father for the spirit of truth, which the world will not receive. Not only will the world not receive, but seek to subdivide according to his multitude of already extant differences to the end, that the name of the Most High and men swearing according to the constraints of their leader are left to the same damnable state after which they began. My brothers and sisters, the Most High can be satisfied with none of this. So many, my brothers and sisters, have chosen not to understand the truth of that which I now speak. That they, like I said, your leaders, I've had a lot of folks sit up and tell me that they prefer not to know any better. I even had one tell me yesterday that he will face the consequences if he is wrong in this, because he already has a pastor. As if to say that though my words may be true, he already has a pastor, and he's heaven help him.
So if his pastor hadn't told him these things, my words might not be true or would be respected, because he believed that is someone what? Has intercessory power unto the Most High? Hey, I told you already, anyone who doesn't, who asks for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you must have it and not comprehend the King. Anyone who would not seek the whole word or seek to preach the whole word, brothers and sisters, is already someone lacking any credibility or any power, any authority. He said he overcomes the diversities of this world. He said he would grant to sit with him upon his throne. In other words, to share in his kingdom. He did not say otherwise. He said either seek his perfect will or he'd come against you with the sword of his mouth. It means to cut off whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not have a love for all divine will. Please read Revelation 2, 26 to 3 and 6 and understand. This world has taught a pack of lies, my brothers and sisters, to cause men to praise ignorance and injustice. With this, the Most High cannot be pleased. Here, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants mutual cooperation. The greatest gift he can give is a single law, perfect, pure, perfect law, and a capacity to understand it. That's his grace. That's his gift, that we all might be one. I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, if we really understand it, Romans 2 and 4 says we're taken lightly, are blaspheming the blessedness, the divine will in kindness, and patience. If we refuse to know that the grace of Yah, the capacity to know the knowledge of the truth that we are all held accountable to, we are, my brothers and sisters, blasphemous against the Most High, hateful against the Most High. If we refuse to know that his grace and his kindness calls us, even obligates us to return or fully unto him. My brothers and sisters, what do people think? You ask the Most High for his deliverance that you define. What is the enemy that you define? What is deliverance that you define? What is the covenant with him? If everyone is allowed to do so, my brothers and sisters, men are saying, okay, I asked Father for your deliverance. And as if men say they already know that which the enemy entirely. Deception, my brothers and sisters, is the enemy. There's a lot of lies that have been taught in this world to hide from men the greater knowledge of the truth. Some of the biggest lies of brothers and sisters have been established, that men don't even seek the truth. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High declared, is not wisdom at all. Men, my brothers and sisters, believe that they define love. The Most High says he is love and he is all that he is. Have men so easily discerned, my brothers and sisters, what is love for all that is divine order? Because quite frankly, if you really understand it, Yohanan 1 and 1 through 3 is telling us that we must have a love for the fullness of all the created order the Most High established. The same thing is very true about Romans 8 and carnal mind and its short-sightedness desires to be justified after less than the fullness of this vision. My brothers and sisters, we must seek what is necessary that all things the Most High has created, man included, yes, your own heart, my brothers and sisters, be true to all creation, everything set in order. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will be pleased and call good nothing else.
90 seconds.
I find it shocking in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that men have done whatever they could to blind one another against understanding this. But I've said it before, a polytheist West that did not undergo the monotheist revolution that had occurred in the East has desired that men not understand these things, that so much injustice seems wise to the feeble-minded. Yah has a plan, my brothers and sisters, as you said. He approved foolish the supposed wisdom of the wise. And those, my brothers and sisters, who have a heart to understanding are the only ones who might possibly be worthy in their petition to the Most High, be granted the club of the Spirit necessary to empower the mind unto a state, my brothers and sisters, that can not only agree with the Most High, but can follow the Lamb wherever he leads. My brothers and sisters, woe to those who call upon the name of the Most High to deny his authority. Woe to them who would ask the Most High for deliverance after worldly definition of what salvation is. Does man so quickly understand, my brothers and sisters, what is deliverance from the lies that the Most High said he cannot accept? So men look to those whose minds are boxed in inconscient ideals of this world and expect that those in the cage can liberate them? Messiah said, unless you believe that I am he who is from above, whose testimony is from above, he said you would die in your sins. In other words, you remain subject to those who are in the cage who could never deliver you. Oh, I got something, my brothers and sisters, that one day will be understood by all. I tell you, the Most High told my brothers and sisters that I have some important things for him to do. He said, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. You have to understand that the scripture said there'll be a rise of false prophets, and there has been since those early centuries. Men teaching partial testimony. Do you have to understand, brothers and sisters? You ask the Most High for his Holy Spirit for the knowledge of what is missing. False prophets is those who don't teach the whole truth. That means you ask the Most High for what is missing if your leaders won't tell you. Your righteousness, your concept of what is divine will still must exceed that of those leaders who, seeking to cater to the double-minded of the pluralist thinking of the masses, could never preach to you the truth of the one kingdom gospel. My brothers and sisters, because of injustice, refusing to hearken unto the fullness of his obligation unto the Most High, was Israel cast in the hands of Gentile oppressors, scattered among the nations. The scripture says, in the last days, the Most High must bring his people out from the midst of those nations. But I want you to understand something. If Israel turns away from recognition of his obligation unto the Most High, as Israel surely did, Israel is supposed to be a light to all the nations that all see the way of the Most High beyond all misconceit. If Israel turns away, falls into the hands of those who already have their own idea of what they want to call righteousness, and they don't change, and they still preserve, my brothers and sisters, all the iniquities of old. Because like I said, what's written apparently is just simply the multitude of different varying ideas. It means they haven't converted, not unto the will of one. You look at the traditions they keep and ask where they came from, just as pagan now as they ever were. All your Easter, Christmas, and Sunday, your Valentine's Day, and your Mardi Gras, hey, straight from hell. They don't commemorate anything the Most High, but they commemorate the thoughts of the one who created the lie. my brothers and sisters, men call themselves today keeping the Shabbat and keeping the feast, but they're teaching a multitude of different doctrines. They're still commemorating the ideas of another. My brothers and sisters, we must come to reason with the Most High and seek his counsel for the right way of doing all things the Most High has declared. The Most High told me directly, if a man knows what is said and doesn't know why to sit under what purpose, plan, he still misses the point and still serves another. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time to stop playing these games. Granting men deliverance from the injustices of their oppressors, the Most High demands complete obedience unto himself. What does the scripture say in the book of Hosea? Look at those last verses, 7th chapter. Yea, though I have delivered them, though I have saved them, yet have they spoken lies against me. Meaning that there's a reciprocity, a gratitude that must come for the opportunity to walk in truth. As an opportunity to know and walk in the truth, my brothers and sisters, man must also have a great desire out of gratitude. Not beastly in his thinking, beastly not recognizing the preciousness of discerning the truth, but my brothers and sisters, out of a reciprocity and gratitude for what is precious, seek to abide in the truth and the totality that it is, that no man deceive his brother and no man misrepresents the word of the Most High. It's amazing the men would ask for the name of the Most High, to be sealed and confirmed the name of the Most High after the thoughts of another. You don't sign a contract, my brothers and sisters, you don't agree with, and the Most High won't either. Time is coming, my brothers and sisters, that all must understand this. For the day must come, my brothers and sisters, rather than men dawdling around in circumlocution, just running around circle after circle, maintaining so many of the lies that they seek to be delivered from, advertently or inadvertently. Man, like I said, giving license to so many illusions and so many contradictions that he's created a type of havoc in this world that his conscience is incapable at this time, according to what he's even called a rule and a law. Rendered man incapable, my brothers and sisters, rendered man incapable of seeing how to get past all the mass misconceits and troubles that he's created upon himself. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, men believe they can make laws ignorant of the perfect will of the Most High, catering to the desires of men, catering to every man's imaginings after different places in the world, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein, and then dare to say that by grace it's the divine law that's put away, that they might have order and peace. That is insanity. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. Well, it's not divine law that's cast aside, my brothers and sisters. It's not divine order that's cast aside unto life and peace, like I said. Divine order and peace has no contradiction in it. So it must be the misorder of man that men must be converted beyond, my brothers and sisters. When you say go forth and convert all the nations, if you say go forth and convert all the nations, that means man must transcend the multitude of contradictions that have divided mankind. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to understand these things, who is not willing to understand these things, my brothers and sisters, will not partake of the blessing the Most High would offer to those who would have peace. For those who will not reason, my brothers and sisters, cannot be peaceful. We have a mutual responsibility for the good sake of the holy name and all who would call upon it faithfully to seek all that has been missing since the times of that great tribulation wherein Rome, seeking to preserve its multitude of differences, brothers and sisters, despised the knowledge of the fact that all would be judged by the will of one and the pure, perfect will of one. Despised men discerning, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the gospel, and it is certainly beyond all these divisions that we see. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that we seek, we will find. But what about those who don't seek? What about those who don't want to know the truth? Are they worthy even to be called? Brothers and sisters, those who don't want the truth, I'm telling you now, those who don't want the truth will not enter the kingdom of truth. You must love the Most High and love the pursuit of the truth with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no form of rebellion is acceptable. We have to understand that, my brothers and sisters, because understand, Most High built order, the order we see in this world, upon the truth of what has been the very beginning was always his thoughts on what must be the eventuality. Whoever cannot seek to parallel that thinking has no covenant with the one Most High. Spirit empowers the mind, my brothers and sisters, to discern, reverence, even the reference point that is respect, considerate of all things the Most High desires in this world. And only then, my brothers and sisters, when a people is consecrated after that unanimity of mind beyond the carnal mind, it's short-sightedness that refuses to see the greater spiritual truths. Only when man, my brothers and sisters, like Abraham, comes true as be called sons of Yah, sons of Abraham, seeking all that is divine will. Only man, my brothers and sisters, recognize the Most High will not allow into the next age the preservation of these lives. Those who understand then that the opportunity and the truth is a very precious thing, for what will man give in exchange for his soul? Wouldn't men prefer to preserve the lives of brothers and sisters that they gain a world, and let's say the souls of the worldly, keeping men in blindness? If they gain a multitude of souls damned, even the damnation of their own, is that what's precious to men, my brothers and sisters? Well, I tell you, I regret to say that many who have sold their souls to deviation, to ignorance, to blindness, but I really don't think they really understand what they've sold themselves over to have to deal with. My brother, I can only tell you that coming into the presence of the Most High, there was a time the Most High let me feel his strength. It was like million megaton bombs blowing off in pulses. Boom, boom, boom. I was standing there in the midst of space in the presence of it, wondering how I was not already a multitude of subatomic particles split atoms across the entirety of the universe before the presence of such power. That the core of it, my brothers and sisters, was a love that is not to be described, that was the source of that power. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that which is imperfect can never be as perfect as that which is so great. I realized the Most High kept me in one piece for a reason. And it was a manifestation of love that he did it. My brothers and sisters, I don't think anyone wants to be in the presence of such a force. And it is not the desire of the Most High to preserve that being. No, my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying ultimate decimation before it. How about my brothers and sisters? I will tell you that in the midst of it, as much as that force was so great, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, if someone is to be, let's just say your sense is constantly rent with such force, constantly, out of anger, I don't think anybody wants to feel that, my brothers and sisters. I really don't. Because I know after I experienced it, the first thing I thought about was, that's what the Most High showed me out of his love. I do not want to feel that. Yeah. At any time that he might not be pleased. I can only tell you the time that I felt it, my brothers and sisters, for the strength of it all, there was something that still drew me to it, because I knew that, that was the only home. Holy Spirit empowers the mind, my brothers and sisters, to learn what it is to respect and be considerate of all things the Most High has fed. Empowers the mind to begin to see reason, where so much of that men have said otherwise just seems so incredibly insane. It's an absolute shame, though, my brothers and sisters, that under the matrix constraints of false prophets, blind men who don't seek the whole truth and don't want it, there are those who believe they've been forgiven of all sin. This is what I'm saying. There are those who believe they confess the name of Messiah after the constraints of the nations and say they believe they've been made new creations, spiritual men after the thoughts of carnal men. So they become new creations, forgiven of all sins, the sins blotted out, but their allegiance is still to the precepts and doctrines of men. We warn in the book of Colossians, be very careful, lest any man beguile us after the principle of the world and not after Messiah. The Apostle Shaul said, if any man preaches any other word as if it were the gospel, the word is above all the nations, then after the nations. Scripture says, if any man do so, my brothers and sisters. You have to understand that. And Aramaic says you're doomed as though living in the world. Man should be very grateful that we are in a time slot even now, just before judgment, as the prophet said that he would offer. But your leaders don't want you to know about that. The Messiah would begin to restore the knowledge of the covenant to mankind, granting man an opportunity to discern the truth. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please. On my website, there's an article called The Secret City Prophecies. Look at hiddengospel.com, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. There's another article, my brothers and sisters, there at hiddengospel.com called Prophetic Proof. It relates to mankind in combination of just those that man has not discerned what the Most High said that men should have looked for, what men should have remembered and never forgot. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, men have been subject to a false concept of the Messiah that leaves them sedentary in their thinking, unwilling to hear the counsel of the Most High, desirous to find delight and comfort, my brothers and sisters, and refusing to grow in the knowledge of Yah. Scripture calls such as this, my brothers and sisters, confused, false sons. I said false sons. So they won't hear the law and the instruction of the Most High. Men who prefer oppression, transgression, contradictions, who would prefer, my brothers and sisters, that those the Most High would send by His Spirit to open the minds, they prefer, my brothers and sisters, they be taught lies and illusion. Please look at Isaiah 30 and understand. It says, those who function after this iniquity should be as the breaking of a potter's vessel. How about an unclean potter's vessel, my brothers, a misshapen potter's vessel that is broken without pity? That there should not be even a piece of the pot large enough to take water from a cistern. My brothers and sisters, it is an abject sin that any man believes they call upon the name of the Most High and feel that somehow they are because of somebody else's authority. He didn't say he gave authority to them. After they believe that after somebody else's authority, they have the right not to seek the full will of the one Most High. Do you not understand what I've said to you before, my brothers and sisters? From the very beginning, it was understood that the Most High is going to judge the administration of everyone who be called a pastor, priest, rabbi, teacher, or whatever they want to call themselves. For all will be judged after the administration. The Most High would grant that men should discern it and seek to understand by His Spirit, asking the Most High for His Spirit that they might comprehend. Anything less is not viable. Anything less is considered treacherous. Anything else is considered deviant, damnable, devilish, deadly. Most High will not be robbed, my brothers and sisters. His word will not return to Him void. His word will accomplish. His promise will accomplish. His vision will accomplish. His decree will accomplish all that for which He sent it. Man, feeling that he might somehow be excused of that obligation because of his ignorance, would have been far wiser to realize you don't have a right to remain ignorant. The command, my brothers and sisters, that you must seek. For no one, my brothers and sisters, is going to enter the kingdom of Yah and be called viable, stable, or welcome, who will not learn what is necessary that there might be peace. You know, it's absolutely insane to even think otherwise. In other words, you walk in somebody's house, and they're wiser than you. Think about it. They're more cultivated than you. And you sit back and say that you don't want to learn their rules. You want to do whatever you want to in their house to despoil the peace that they've had for ages. And you want to say that because you confessed an allegiance to that household, not seeking to be disciplined after its ways, that somehow, my brothers and sisters, you're worthy to stay there. That's a stinking fool who would believe such a thing. And that's exactly what the scriptures are saying about the thoughts of man. If you look at Jeremiah in the 50th chapter, where he says, let every man flee from the midst of this confusion, this babbling, this contradiction, this injustice, if he is to save his life. For her sins, the error of her thinking, the injustice of her thinking, has reached up to heaven, even up to the skies. In other words, my brothers and sisters, say it stinks to high heaven. But this is what some have actually taught men to believe the Most High is pleased with. Shame, my brothers and sisters. Shame. I know the Most High can reveal these exceeding things. I was showing somebody the other day about the scriptures over in Hebrews, in the 5th chapter, speaking of Messiah, he grew to become perfect, author of life everlasting, to those who believe in him. Scripture then tells us, let's leave the elementary word. How about grow beyond the elementary word and go on toward perfection? It says, Messiah offered for him and cries in tears to him who was able to save him from death. How about empower his mind to seek and discern the perfect will of Yah for the good of all, for that was his purpose. That's the purpose of all who would enter his kingdom. And he found it astounding quite frankly, that everyone is obligated to say that everyone makes sense, though, that everyone is obligated to seek the whole will of Yah, nothing less. That means automatically your leaders, my brothers and sisters, would tell you less the robbers, murderers. He began to catch on to what I was talking about. And he said to me that, you know, I said it rather matter-of-factly. Yes, I've had a long time to absorb these things. I've been in discerning such things as this, my brothers and sisters, now for about over 30 years. All I can tell you is after sensing and being and standing in the presence of the Most High, yes, I have seen third heaven. It does not make sense to me, my brothers and sisters, to say the Most High would desire less. If he's already shown you what pleases him, why should he desire less anywhere and call it communion with him in his spirit? Most High told me if any man believes that all these contradictions are a work of his spirit that would complete and that would complete the mind after his will, teaching all things, no lie in it. If any man believes the multitude of contradictions is the work of his spirit, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him, cannot be disciplined, cannot be made steadfast, is reprobate-minded, without a covenant, without reason, a brute beast. The scripture calls the nations, my brothers and sisters, their standards, the marks of the beast, those who refuse to reason as one. That's why you see them divided to this very day. Truth is what it is, my brothers and sisters. You count it a blessing if the Most High opens your mind to see beyond on this massive folly. And I do thank you, my brothers and sisters, because in being granted the opportunity to see beyond the illusion, you have an opportunity to be free from a devil. That is the blessing of the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, as the Most High told me, these greater truths are only for the most humble and diligent soul. Foundation, my brothers and sisters, being laid. A firm rather than an infirm foundation. Something consistent, my brothers and sisters, after what the Most High declared from the beginning. Being laid, my brothers and sisters, before so many even now. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who have a heart to hear it. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, under the kingdom of Yah, no one can ignore it. No one. No one is exempt from discerning, my brothers and sisters. No one is exempt from hearing to obey and give full allegiance to the command of Yah. To ask the Most High for deliverance is to ask it according to, let's just get my point, my brothers and sisters, salvation, deliverance from every lying voice unto the perfection of what is divine conscience and his righteousness. What the scripture saying? The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, and who shall ascend to the hill of the Most High, who shall stand in this holy place. He has clean hands, that means the pure works after a pure mind. How can man speak a pure word? If you don't see the contradictions, my brothers and sisters, you're lying. That's simple. So who shall ascend to the hill of the Most High, who has clean hands and pure heart? That means a pure word, pure mind, pure thoughts. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's an old adage, good thoughts, good deeds, good thoughts, pleasing unto Yah. He said the ones who would ascend to his hill, his holy hill, will seek righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. How about the commander, my brothers and sisters, of the kingdom? Or dare men say that after the rule of other kingdoms, false kingdoms, dividing this earth, that men should be pleased before the one king? Think again. The Messiah will be mighty in battle, my brothers and sisters, to overcome every one of these illusions and cast them that they no longer inhabit or stifle any mind. Who is not prepared to understand that, my brothers and sisters? Doesn't understand at all what allegiance unto the Most High is. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the capacity to discern these things that others might pursue it. No one will ever be able to say to me that the Most High can't empower and enliven and strengthen the context and ideals and the capacity of a mind. I can even say, my brothers and sisters, a lot of things that I remember as a I was much younger. Before anointing time, it might have been a little bit more difficult to understand. It become quite easy at this time. I know what the most power of the Most High does. I thank the Most High for that re-strengthening. For the scripture says, they who wait for him. In other words, they wait for him. I didn't say those who are easily stifled after the designs and the ideals and the thoughts of another. My brother and sister, the Most High, I can tell you now, I've heard things from the Most High with three little words, and their implications are wiser than anything I've ever heard from the mouth of any man. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for those many experiences. I knew that I, having seen these things, had to pursue them ad infinitum. I could not say that I loved anyone at all. I wanted to show my brothers and sisters that had no capacity to love. What is the soul, my brothers and sisters, that will want love to find after what still robs his brother? A lot of thinking things we have to ask the Most High to open our minds to that we even begin to consider, because they are very necessary if we're going to know him. Yes. Yah have a plan. Blessed are those who have a heart to know it. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Yes, my brothers and sisters. I would implore you greatly that you examine with a whole heart. Hey, there's about roughly around 3,000 hours. More in the archives now presently of truths, my brothers and sisters. Words in conference with the gift of the Spirit. Presently on Blog Talk Radio, you type in Blog Talk Radio /EDY1 and you will find, my brothers and sisters, an immense gamut of truths, most times granted by the Spirit, that people must know. On my website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Forgotten Mutual Expectation, because quite frankly, men have forgotten what to look for, what they should be petitioning for, what they even should call valuable and precious. Secret City Prophecies, men saying they expect Messiah but have no clue, by and large, as to how he shall return. The rulers didn't want to ever tell you, because if you knew, you know they all been lying to you. Article that I called Tribulation. Article that I called Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. They don't want to tell you that since that time in the early centuries there have been a rise of false prophets teaching partial testimony, none of which are viable, not true to my brothers and sisters, the petition for the gospel to preserve the integrity of a holy word. Damnable standards, my brothers and sisters, after the precepts of this world, even twisting everything that's contained in the scripture and everything the Most High commanded we must do after the ideals of another. Out of that article there on hiddengospel.com called Prophetic Proof, you need everything that is there, I promise you. Discern, my brothers and sisters, in discerning these things, how you can be a blessing to this ministry, for only those who understand the things that are there can. Again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, knowing that the Most High is about to show man the result of his refusing to accept divine solution. Man is about to face, my brothers and sisters, a time of having to deal with all the things, the repercussions of all that he has done, not hearkening to the Most High, that man will find the Most High. To discern, my brothers and sisters, at last with his solution. Do we speak again? Edim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again.
away.